Well, I was musing out loud on the show yesterday about epic walks. This all began when I got chatting with somebody at trivia night on Saturday who told me about a date that she'd had. This was years ago, but it was a 9-hour walk from one end of the subway line, line two, to the other, all the way from Kipling to Kennedy. She didn't end up marrying the guy. Some of you called our Vox line to tell us about your own epic walks. Others emailed me, including Lee Scott, who's a power walking coach who leads walks along various subway routes. And she met Metro Morning's Mary Weens at Union Station to describe the joys of the subway walkabout.
Line 1, 1 bomb.
Okay, I organize these walks for the first of the year to inspire some people in my groups to get out and get walking. These TTC walks are so fun because we start at a station and then we walk to an end station. People can walk as far or as long as they want. Like, they can walk for 2 stations or they can walk 12K to the end of the line, however long we're going that day. So it's really fun. A lot of people join, and a lot of them will walk right to the end of our line that we're doing that day. And a lot of people will stop somewhere along the way and go back home on the TTC. Any excuse to get out for walking is a good excuse. And the strategy is really wonderful because it's so interesting. Like, we've started 2 walks at Union Station. We walked 1 walk to Kipling and 1 walk to Finch. And it's amazing how the communities change over that time. Yeah. Going from, obviously, downtown business area on a Sunday morning, really quiet. And then the day starts to wake up. People start to come out. And by that time, we're moving into more residential neighborhoods.
Okay, we're at the corner of Front and University. So the first major intersection on this walk.
This one is fantastic because we've got some iconic things here, obviously Union Station. The Royal York has these beautiful planters out. Yeah, very festive. When we started this walk in January, a lot of the holiday lights were still up on University Avenue, so we enjoyed those. Yeah, and sunlight is out today, which is beautiful. I live in South Etobicoke, which is a car culture out there. You know, the great thing about this TTC walk for us, doing it in January, and this year we're doing it into February a little bit, is it gets us outside, and January is not the easiest month to get outside. We start at 9 o'clock because the subway opens at 8 o'clock, and the other walk that we do is from Spadina. That's what we're doing this Sunday. We're going from Spadina up to Vaughan, and, you know, when you're walking over the 407, it's pretty epic. Honestly, we did this a few years ago, and it was a walk that followed a snowstorm. They had plowed the roads. They had not plowed the sidewalk going over the 407. You know, we kind of worried a little bit. But it's a funny, wonderful experience to say, I can walk to Vaughan. Right?
And you were a gym rat at one time in your life.
Yes.
Tell me about walking and what you thought about walking at first.
For sure, as a fitness instructor and aerobics instructor back in the Jane Fonda day, I thought, this is how you exert yourself. You stay in a small room with a mirror, with loud music, and you jump around. So this transition to walking and getting fit from walking has really been, I mean, it sounds like a cliche, but it has been transformational for me.
Can you get fit from walking?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have to get your heart rate up, so you have to walk fast. But it's just about moving your body weight over the earth quickly. I mean, hills help, for sure. We'll do hill repeats sometimes.
Really?
Yeah, and stairs
help.
You'll
do a hill twice.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think, so here's the thing about, you know, bringing walking as a fitness goal into your life is it changes your perspective on what you can do. I have a lot of my clients tell me, well, now they walk for all their errands. Now they might walk to work.
They've started walking more because of being in the group.
Absolutely. It also, I think, I like to think that it opens people's eyes up to what's going on in the community. When they walk in their community, I mean, you can explore far and wide around the world, but exploring in your own community is also really brilliant to just get to know neighbors, maybe get to know what's happening. And so with the walking, you're really in the moment. That's the thing. You're really in the moment and you're in the place to notice what's around you, whether it's sidewalk, whether it's trail, whether it's the construction, you know, whether it's someone whipping by on their bicycle. And then there was one time, I do remember this, I was walking way out in the suburbs, I want to say East Mall, and I was going under a bridge, and I was on one side, And there was one other person walking the other side. There were no cars because, like, everyone was staying at home. And I just felt this instant connection. And I waved to this guy and said, hello, fellow human. So walking is this very fundamental human experience that we're often looking for other crazy experiences to enrich our lives. And for most of us, we've got walking always there. It's always there. Just need your shoes.
That is Lee Scott, a power walking coach. Maybe she does power washing too. I don't know. 8:27 a.m.